This podcast is brought to you by Money Control.
Hello and welcome. You're listening to Taking Stock, a special podcast on Money Control post-market closing. I'm Sakshi Batra and with me, Kshitij Anand, Markets Editor at Money Control. Good evening, Kshitij, and thanks very much for joining in. Well, it's been a manic Monday yet again, what we've witnessed today, and this has been again triggered by the coronavirus spread scare across global equities. How is today's trading day, and also what is the outlook now?
Well, good evening, Sakshi, and good evening, listeners. In fact, tracking sell-off in global markets, both Sensex and Nifty 50 slipped below their crucial support levels. In fact, Nifty 50 hit a fresh three-year low, while the Sensex hit a 30-month low in today's trading session. Now, Sensex broke below 32,000, while Nifty 50 also closed below its crucial support at 9,300 levels. Now, to calm investors' nervousness in the financial markets, the Reserve Bank of India said that it proposes to conduct another 6 months of US dollar rupee sell by swap on March 23rd. In fact, the RBI will conduct LTRO in multiple tranches up to a total amount of 1 lakh crores at the policy rate. Now, all these measures are done to infuse more liquidity into the system, so that is definitely a welcome sign. Although RBI didn't deliver a rate cut, which most market participants were anticipating at this point in time. Now, if you look at the final tally on D Street, then Sensex plunged 2,713 points to close at 31,390, while the Nifty 50 closed with losses of 757 points to 9,197. Now, investors lose 7.6 lakh crores in a single trading session, making it the second largest fall in the past week. Now, investors' wealth, according to average market capitalization of BSE listed companies, fell from 129.26 lakh crore recorded on 13th of March to 121.63 lakh crore as on 16th of March. Now, sectorally, the action or the selling pressure was seen in metals, banks, finance, realty, IT and energy stocks, which are down around about 7% each, while the Nifty Bank slid, you know, in fact, plunged to a 34-month low, while the Nifty Midcap Index dropped to a 4-year low. Now, the broader market outperformed slightly as the Midcap Index was down 5.9%, while the Small Cap Index closed with losses of 5.6%. Now, experts feel that the market is showing no signs of stability as the economic impact of the coronavirus is likely to be significant for major economies. Now, a rate cut by the US Fed and the introduction of a US dollar $700 billion stimulus program failed to revive the investor sentiment, but given the possibility of an increase in spread of the virus, the current choppiness would continue in the coming days as well. Now, if we track Nifty losers, then Axis Bank, HDFC, Vedanta, Tata Steel, JSW Steel and Indus Bank were down more than 10% each. In fact, Yes Bank was a lone gainer, up 45%.
Absolutely. Also, in terms of specific sectors, Kshitij, could you help us understand where were the maximum losses registered as far as sectoral indices are concerned, as well as in terms of specific stocks also, where was the maximum volume spike seen?
Right. Sectorally, the metal index plunged 9.3%, followed by the banking index, which fell 8.3%, and the realty index was down 8.2%. Now, the Nifty Bank plunged 8.2% to 23,101. Now, volume spike was seen in stocks like Tech Mahindra, PVR, Yes Bank, and Shree Cements, and short buildup was seen in stocks like HDFC Life, Interglobe Aviation, Equinas Holding, Tech Mahindra, and SAIL. And there are as many as 600 stocks on the BSE which hit a lower circuit that include names like Avenue Supermarts, FL India, IRCTC, Shilpa Medicare, Suven Pharma, IOL Chemicals, Sectra, among others. And in terms of stocks which hit a 52-week low, well, there are more than 500 stocks which hit a fresh 52-week low on the BSE today, which include names like ICRA, Team Lee Services, PVR, Shriram City Union, Piramal Enterprises, SBI Card and Payment, UPL, etc., among others.
Right. Now, there were other stocks also that were in action on the basis of their individual news flows. Let's start off with SBI Cards first. We saw the debut of this stock today. The stock prices actually corrected about 9.5% on day one of the trade as bears gripped the stock amid the coronavirus fears. The stock settled at 683 rupees on the BSE compared to the final issue price of 755 rupees per share. Also, Yes Bank share prices surged 45% after the government notified a rescue plan for the private sector lender led by State Bank of India and others. Alembic Pharmaceutical share prices fell 5% after the company received 4 observations from the US FDA. State Bank of India share prices fell 7% as the listing of its subsidiaries, SBI Cards and Payment Services, took actually a hit due to the dampening market sentiments surrounding the COVID-19 scare. Also, RBL Bank share prices plunged over 21%. The stock cracked due to fears that it could be the next lender to face a crisis after Yes Bank. However, the bank, in a regulatory filing on March 11th, did say that it is financially strong, well-capitalized, profitable, and a growing entity with strong governance setup as well. Let's actually focus on some of the technicals now. Shirish, could you help us understand, as far as the technicals go, what are the chart patterns suggesting to us? Is there any sign of any kind of recovery in the days to follow?
Well, in terms of technical parameters, actually, Nifty found a bearish candle on the daily charts. In fact, in the next couple of trading sessions, if the index trades below 9,100 levels consistently, then at some point it can actually revisit panic low of 8,555 levels. Now, in case if it manages a sustainable close above 9,600 levels, then a sideways consolidation can be expected. In a wider range, 9,100 to 10,000 level is something which most technical experts are suggesting at this point in time. Now, three levels to watch out for would be 8,555, which is the, you could say, a sacrosanct support for the Nifty, followed by 9,165 and 9,600 levels. Now, maximum call open interest is placed at 12,000, followed by 10,000, and maximum put open interest is placed at 9,000, followed by 9,500.
Right. Thanks a lot, Chitish, for sharing these important levels to watch out for from going on from here. With that, it's a wrap here. Many thanks for listening to this podcast.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are their own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.